You're listening to Safari 7, a podcast tour of urban animal life along the number 7 train line. Vernon Boulevard, Jackson Avenue.
The story of the curious oysters.
As you cross the Steinway Tunnel under the East River between Grand Central and Vernon Boulevard, you are passing through waters that once saw up to 350 square miles of oyster reefs. By the mid-1900s, the most prolific oyster beds around Manhattan and Staten Island were nearly played out, mainly due to overfishing, agricultural, and sewage runoff. Oysters are active participants in the river ecosystem. Through their creation of reefs and their role as filter feeders, oysters help sustain diversity in aquatic life. The large, dense collection of oysters provides habitats for other species such as fish, crabs, and other mollusks. With the East River waterfront esplanade design and developments on the Hudson, there is no doubt about the city's revived interest in our surrounding waters, in which oyster restoration efforts play an increasingly major role. Solar One, an environmental education facility established in 2003, partners with several oyster restoration programs in the fight for clean water. Katie Mosher-Smith, coordinator of the New York City Oyster Gardening Program.
What we do hope is that we have half acre, maybe slightly larger reefs all over the estuary. Volunteers will come, school groups, museums, non-formal educators. It really is about advocacy for us. If we can raise enough awareness among the community that this is something that we're entitled to, this is our water, we should have access to it and it should be clean.
Oyster restoration efforts have stimulated innovative alternatives. One such initiative is the Electric Oyster Reef Project, founded by James Servino and Thomas Gouraud. Their research has shown that metal submerged in seawater and exposed to low levels of electricity can generate a calcium carbonate buildup on the metal surface, essential for oysters to harden their shells. The construction, created by artist Mara Hasseltine, consists of helical metal structures attached to solar panels above and is currently being tested on the Queens waterfront in College Point. The process of restoring oysters is not only about the advantage of clean water for aquatic and human life. It presents a unique opportunity to merge sustainable design, biology, art, education, and advocacy.
This Safari 7 podcast was created by Aaron Shea and Evelyn Ting and is brought to you by the Urban Landscape Lab and MTWTF.